Good morning, everybody, and welcome to this family service. We're now in Advent. I can't believe it. 29th of November, and this is the first Sunday of Advent. So welcome one and all to this podcast. Just a couple of short notices before we have our opening prayer. A reminder to you all that we have been running an online Alpha course, and it has been wonderfully attended by a faithful group of people who have been on such a journey. Please continue to pray for them as they enter their last couple of weeks of the course. And secondly, baby steps. It has been going on all through lockdown, and we'll be meeting again this Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. in the St Andrew's Chapel. It's a great opportunity if you've got a little one under the age of 18 months to come, listen to some stories, have some song time, be with one another, and we centre it all around one very short Bible story. So do come along to that, or encourage those that you know who have a little one to be there. Now, to our opening prayer. Let us pray together. O people of God, let us draw near to God. O people who sometimes do not listen, let us listen to God's name and be renewed by the name above all names, the name of our Maker who made us and who shapes us to be vessels of light in waiting times. Come, let us worship. Let us worship the name above all names. Amen. This week, the curator of our worship music is Tina Edwards. Thank you, Tina, for these wonderful songs. And we begin with this opening song of praise. You are the potter.
Take me and shape me in your
And as I said at the beginning of this service, it is Advent Sunday. So normally we'd be in our church buildings and we would have wonderful wreaths. I can assure you the wreaths are there and the candles are being lit. So now let us light our candle this morning for the first Sunday of Advent. And as we gather, let us pray. Gathered here today, we light a candle of hope, knowing that in dark times there is always a light that can be lit. Let us, people in dusk and dawn, light the light of vigilance, knowing that God is always calling us to justice, mercy and humility at this time of year and at all times of the year. Amen. Now, if that is a challenge for you, draw with me now together as we come to a time of confession. Can you say these words with me? We have turned our face from you, O God, whose face is always turned towards us. We have forsaken what we know is just. We have ignored what we understand is true. We have refused to believe what should be believed. We have deceived ourselves in word and deed. For this we humbly repent, and we turn our face towards you, who waits for us and makes us ever new. Make us ever new now, O restoring God. Amen. Amen. And as people of God who have said these words and have truly meant it, know that by the power of the Spirit and in union with Christ, you are forgiven. This morning's reading is from the book of Isaiah, and Judy Giles is reading that for us today. And afterwards, Pat Hegarty will be opening God's word for us. Thank you, Judy and Pat. Over to you both.
Today's reading is taken from Isaiah chapter 64, verses 1 to 6. Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down, that the mountains would tremble before you. As when fire sets twigs ablaze and causes water to boil, come down to make your name known to your enemies and cause the nations to quake before you. For when you did awesome things that we did not expect, you came down and the mountains trembled before you. Since ancient times, no one has heard, no ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God besides you, who acts on behalf of those who wait for him. You come to the help of those who gladly do right and remember your ways. And when we continued to sin against them, you were angry. How then can we be saved? All of us have become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous acts are like filthy rags. We all shrivel up like a leaf, and like the wind, our sins sweep us away. No one calls on your name or strives to lay hold of you, for you have hidden your face from us and made us waste away because of our sins. Yet, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, you are the potter. We are all the work of your hand. Do not be angry beyond measure, O Lord. Do not remember our sins forever. O look upon us as we pray, for we are all your people. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving me my voice to speak out your word. We wait on you to open our hearts and minds to receive the great things that you long to give us on those who wait for you. Thank you, Father, that when we live in your presence and rejoice in your love, you let us rest in you. In the name of Jesus, Amen. In God's economy, emptying comes before filling, confusion before forgiveness, poverty before riches. The Old Testament teaches us that they were diseased. They were reaping what they had sowed. It was worse than any ailment. It was like a plague that caused all the troubles and difficulties, and proceeded from bad to worse. It caused all troubles, confusions, and disillusionment. The name of the word is an ugly word, and was the root of all their troubles. It was sin. In Isaiah, they sinned against our Creator. God is holy, righteous and just. He cannot allow sin to enter his presence. When it comes to the Old Testament prophets, Isaiah is the heavyweight. Not only is his book of prophecy the longest, but also it's one of the most quoted in the New Testament. And his writings covered at length two great themes of the Old Testament prophecy: warning and judgment, hope and salvation. Verse 5 says, "You come to the help of those who gladly do right, who remember your ways. But when they continue to sin, you were angry. How then can they be saved?" They needed to put their trust in God and life of godliness and remember his ways. It is not merely an intellectual awareness of God's character and expectations, nor is it only to give intellectual assent to their matters. It is to live in accord with those ways. Instead of God's presence being a blessing to the people, it had become a curse. They tended to blame God for their hard-heartedness, could not have a relationship with God to be fulfilled, or be in a light to the nations as long as they continued to live their lives that were a reproach to his holy character. They are unclean, and even the so-called righteous things they do are defiled and contaminated. This underlines the Old Testament understanding that sin is not first of all behavioural dysfunction, but rather an offence against the very nature of life, which finally must end in death and decay. Isaiah cries out again for God to take action. Surely God can break the cycle, stop the punishment, and restore his people to himself. Once again, Isaiah asserts that the nation only exists because of God. He should not allow the people's sin to make them forget that they are his creation. But the Lord must not hold himself back. He must not be silent. He goes on punishing them relentlessly. Indeed, that demolition is precisely what happened. Verse 6 says, "They are like filthy rags and shrivel up like a leaf, and the wind sweeps them away." Jesus Christ is God's only solution for our sin. Through him alone, we can know God and experience his love and forgiveness. In the power of Christ, we may live every day as partners in the great victory which Christ obtained over sin on the cross, and manifest it on our walk with him, our never-failing friend. Nothing except the hidden, humble, constant fellowship with Christ. To hate sin as God wants us to hate sin, so to enable us to glorify God by perfect submission. And this is will. Holiness is the fire of God that will consume sin in us and make us holy, pure, and acceptable before him. It was for this reason that the Spirit came down as fire. He is the Spirit of God's holiness. But when we bow our heads in childlike confidence in the unspeakable desire of his love to be united with us in the deepest intimacy and wait upon him and be quiet before him, so deep was the love of God towards us, he spared not his Son. "He that is humble ever shall have God to be his guide," which gives us a calmness of spirit. And all paths open up before us because we walk humbly. Psalm 25:9. He leads the humble in what is right and teaches the humble his ways. If ever the world needed a message of God's love, it is now. And what will happen when this passionate appetite is a part of one's life? Jesus promises, "They shall be satisfied." A rest of spirit that conveys quiet contentment. Open our hearts and lives to the Spirit of Jesus. We need to be his light in the darkness. Helleborus is a Christmas rose, and it blooms during the depths of winter in the mountains of Central Europe. It blooms during the darkest months of the year when everything is frozen solid. How amazing, such beauty, out of darkness and freezing weather. Light of the world, you step down into darkness, opened our eyes, let us see. His presence enriches every aspect of our lives when we open our hearts to God in prayer and welcome his peace. Light is silent. Light gives direction. Light attracts attention. You don't need to ask people to look at you when you turn the light on in a dark room. It happens automatically. But a servant of God, who may be giving off a very distinct message, often with hardly a word being said, because Jesus is working through them, there is need for the light of love to shine. God is love. Not by words, but by our example, the evident fullness of the love of our hearts bears for Jesus. At first, people aren't always ready for the light of Jesus or the light to come in. But don't worry, they are still attracted to it. Let it shine, just shine. Amen.
Thank you, Pat, for opening that word for us. Wonderful words to live by and to contemplate this week. Now to our creed. If you like to stand at this point, please do. Otherwise, remain as you are. Let us say these words together with confidence. We believe in God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God, the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated now if you are standing, and we will sing together our second song, Did You Feel the Mountains Tremble?
Feel the mountains tremble. Did you hear the oceans roar? When the people rose to sing of Jesus Christ, the risen one. Did you feel began to sing of Jesus Christ, the saving one? And we can see that God moved a mighty river through the nation, and young and old will turn to Jesus. Fling wide you gates, prepare the way of the risen Lord. Open up the doors and let the music play. Let the streets resound with
Jamie Brady has prepared our intercessions for this week, and the response to In You, O Lord, is Do We Put Our Trust? Thank you, Jamie, for these intercessions.
Good morning, everybody. Let us pray. Dear Father God, as we enter Advent, this time of waiting and expectation, we long for your Spirit to blaze with power over all your creation. We pray for healing for your world, for an end to C-19, to hunger, to poverty, to oppression, to the abuse of power, to violence and greed. We pray that all those in positions of power and authority will act in the interests of all and strive to safeguard the integrity of creation, sustain and renew the life of the earth, to seek to transform unjust structures of society and respond to human need in loving service. In you, O Lord, do we put our trust. Father God, we pray for the needs of your church. We hold Archbishops Justin and Stephen to you and all clergy and lay who work to build your kingdom. We especially hold up our local clerics to you, Lord. Andrew, Chloe, Tim, Natasha, and all who work locally to build your kingdom. Bless them all, Lord, and grant them every resource they need to carry out your work. In you, O Lord, do we put our trust. And dear Father God, we pray for an infilling of your Spirit, Lord. Pour out your Spirit upon us in abundance, that we may be refreshed, renewed, and overflowing with zeal to walk forward in your light, steadfast in your power, and with joyous hearts as we strive to all be kingdom builders. In you, O Lord, do we put our trust. Abba Father, give us a heart to help those on the margins of society, those so easily overlooked or forgotten, the lonely, the elderly, the homeless, those suffering with addiction, unemployment, or the burden of debt. Where life may seem unbearable and it may be too difficult to carry on, may we be a beacon of hope and a place of refuge and help everyone in need to find your peace. In you, O Lord, do we put our trust. Father God, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Let us now draw all those prayers together into one prayer, the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. As it's the first Sunday of Advent, we have our special prayer, the Collect, for this week. Let's pray. Almighty God, as your kingdom dawns, turn us from the darkness of sin to the light of holiness, that we may be ready to meet you, our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our final song today is a request of Pat and goes so well with the words that she has shared with us in her sermon. It's Shine, Jesus, Shine. And Tina has found for us the big worship version from the Royal Albert Hall. So let's sing this together now. as we draw this podcast to a close and this act of worship to an end, let us say together this last and final prayer. We have been called in to be renewed in the name of the one who is love. Even in the darkest night, even when there is only one small candle lit, your power and love restore us. Let your light shine on us as we go from here, so that we may be warmed and strengthened to your light around all. Amen. And together we say, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Thank you for joining us this morning for our family worship. If you have some time this afternoon, log on to the Zoom service. We are having Fire Church to celebrate Advent. Bring with you a nice warm cup of tea or coffee to snuggle up with. And if you have a fire to light, that would be great too. See you later and see you face to face next week. Thank you.